From Tidbits on October 15th, 2007, this is the audio version of Flying Logic. That would be illogical, Captain. Written by Matt Newberg. Some years ago, in a not-at-all-foolish consistency, I raved about subtle consistency, a simple but brilliantly effective application that gently reminds you of activities that need performance periodically. Now Consistency's author, Robert McNally, is back with a new program, Flying Logic. You probably don't remember this, but one of the first articles I ever wrote for Tidbits was about an application for charting logical arguments, Mac Euclid. It was a thesis project, and it was never developed further. Flying Logic is like Mac Euclid on super steroids. It doesn't just chart logic, it implements it in accordance with the theory of constraints, especially as described in Lisa Scheinkopf's book, Thinking for a Change. Flying Logic doesn't merely describe a logical argument, it constructs a kind of logical data flow diagram composed of causes, actions, and preconditions that combine to give desirable and undesirable effects, leading ultimately to some goal. By experimenting with this diagram, it may be possible to reduce undesirable effects and see a way to achieving the goal more successfully. You could learn about the theory of constraints or develop a diagram on paper, on a blackboard, or using a diagramming tool such as OmniGraffle, but Flying Logic has some important advantages. It is dedicated to the appropriate kinds of diagrams, so its tools and automatic layout and formatting facilitate rapid, accurate diagram construction without your having to worry about presentational details. A diagram is constructed, developed, and rearranged by a series of extremely simple mouse and keyboard gestures. For example, a simple drag connects two entities causally, and the diagram magically rearranges itself to reflect this. Thus, you spend your time entirely on content, letting Flying Logic take care of form. And, as I've already mentioned, the diagrams are live, so that, for instance, confidence spinners show the actual truth value of all entities, given the current arrangement and initial assumptions. Finally, the capability to group a bunch of interconnected entities and then collapse them all into a single small placeholder box indicating the group means that your diagrams can grow tremendously without becoming unwieldy. I don't think you can just pick up Flying Logic and start playing. The theory of constraints involves an extensive toolbox of techniques, approaches, and structures. To use Flying Logic, you need to know something about this. To help, Robert McNally has provided extensive documentation, both about the application and about the kinds of thinking and problem-solving approaches it's intended for. There are several PDF files, they're really explanatory books, plus some online movies, all excellent. As a simple example, I've made a document showing a big argument that our neighborhood association had last night. A locked gate has been thrown across a private road, Arundel Road, which our association owns. There's one other way into the neighborhood, so access is not prevented, but opinion is split. Some people like the gate because they fear that removing it would cause more strangers to drive into the neighborhood, but others want to use Arundel both as a right, we own it, and as a convenience, it is more direct, we want to drive out in certain directions. As the argument stood, there was an apparently irresolvable conflict. This is shown by the black and red arrows coming out of the conflict entity in the diagram, which transmit opposite truth values. No matter what you do, either gate open or gate closed will be false, so the common objective on the far left will be false. The key to conflict resolution is to question your assumptions. Unfortunately, the assumptions here are shown as little yellow dots. The text is visible in the Flying Logic program, but when you export to a PNG, as I've done here, it's lost. You can export the text of the assumptions as a separate document, though that doesn't make for a very clear or effective presentation of the underlying reasoning. Here, one question to ask yourself is keeping the gate closed the only way to, quote, keep the riffraff out? Someone at the meeting argued there was another way to achieve that need. Make Arundel one way, pointing away from the neighborhood. That way we can use it for convenience, but it won't add directly to neighborhood traffic. So I've inserted that in the diagram as an alternate way to achieve this need. Note that now the resolution of division in the neighborhood becomes achievable, and the truth values of the entities reveal how. Open the gate and make Arundel one way. The rearrangement of the diagram all happened automatically when I added the solution entity and hooked it up. It's possible to go even further. You can't make Arundel one way unless you open the gate, because with the gate closed, Arundel is effectively zero way. So I really ought to add a further connection from gate open to make Arundel one way only, to show that the former is a necessary condition for the latter. That way, either they're both true, or neither is. I haven't begun to explore Flying Logic or the theory of constraints in any depth. but it's clearly an ingenious application and is easy and fun to use. To try it out, download the free 30-day trial, which is 8 megabytes. Flying Logic comes in four versions. 1. A free document reader. 2. A $39 educational edition, which watermarks, exports, and limits grouping. 3. The standard $79 personal edition, which removes the limits of the education editions. And 4. The $149 professional edition, which adds advanced operators, combining inputs with more than and or a not, and some further options. Flying Logic is a Java application, though you'd hardly know it, running on macOS 10.10.4 later, as well as Windows XP and Windows 2000. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tibbis.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I feel utterly overwhelmed by the concept of exploring my logic. Thank you.